This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. With all the uncertainty and sadness of this COVID-19 pandemic, I was reminded of the polio epidemic that many from this area were affected by in the 1940s and 1950s. One family that I know personally is the Fallen family from Greenbush. I called Marcia, and she shared some of what she's been told about those days. She was only a year old when she and her sister Aletha, who they called Lee, were taken to the doctor because of illness in 1946. Lee was a few years older than Marcia. The doctor came out after examining the girls, and the first thing he asked her parents was, "How much money do you have?" Followed by the devastating news that Lee had polio and would have to go to the cities for treatment. Her parents were told that Marcia didn't have it at that time. Lee and her mother, Adele Folland, went to Gillette Children's Hospital. Marcia stayed home with her dad, Ingvald. She was told that she cried and cried and cried after her mother left, enough that her dad took her back to the doctor. The doctor assured Ing that it was to be expected that she'd cry a lot with her mother gone, and treated Marcia for an ear infection. So poor Ing and Marcia went home again, but things didn't improve, and eventually Marcia got the correct diagnosis that she too had polio. Ing needed to take care of the girls' brother Stuart and keep working to support the family. So Mom Adele's sister Aggie offered to accompany Marcia to the cities and was at her side through her own ordeal. Marcia said she even started calling Aggie Mom during that time. It was a very sad and painful time for the little girls. After a long hospitalization, they were able to come home, but the girls needed a lot of physical therapy, which their mother provided at home, massaging and exercising their weak limbs until they were stronger. There were lots of follow-up visits to the cities for the girls, which they dreaded. Lee had spinal fusion at some point, which involved a long rod in her back. Marcia had muscles from her back moved to her legs to replace the damaged muscles there. She had crutches as a tiny girl and got bigger ones as she grew to adulthood. She still has those tiny crutches. Eventually, the trips became so familiar that their parents felt comfortable sending the girls on the train to the cities alone. Lee, being the oldest, was in charge. Marcia remembers being so tired of walking that she told Lee she had to rest. Lee allowed her to sit on a bench by herself as she went shopping in a nearby store. It's hard to imagine that happening today. Polio remained a big fear for people for many years. Many public areas were avoided, such as pools. Marcia thinks that the state of Minnesota sent scientists to Greenbush to test water, soil, and air after other families also contracted polio. The March of Dimes began collecting money for research, and in the 50s, finally a vaccine became available. It was too late for many people who remained disabled by the disease and others who died. Iron lungs were required for people whose diaphragms were too damaged to keep them breathing. Marcia went on to have a long career as a teacher in Montana, coming home to care for her mother when she needed her. She lives in Greenbush again now in her family's home. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories, and to Marcia for sharing hers.